We are in a Sivo Shalom on Parshat Lech Lecha, on page Ayin Chet, the piece Becha Chotmin. Says the Sivo Shalom, quotes the Pasuk, Ve'eescha legoy gadol v'avarechecha v'agadla shemecha v'ye bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Vinu, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make great your name, and you will be bracha. You will be the source of bracha. Ma'amar Chazal zeh masechet Pesachim, Ve'eescha legoy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. Zehu she'omrim Elokei Avraham. That's what it means when we say in Shmona Esra in the opening pasuk, Elokei Avraham, that comes from this pasuk, Ve'eescha legoy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. That becomes Elokei Avraham. Ve'avarechecha, I will bless you. Zehu she'omrim Elokei Yitzchak. That's what it means in Shmona Esra in the first paragraph when we say Elokei Yitzchak. And the last piece, Ve'agadla shemecha, I will make great your name, Zehu she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. That comes out in, when we say Elokei Yaakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Yaakov. Yachol HaYachot Min Bechulam, this is still the Gemara speaking, it could have been that we sealed that bracha of Shmona Esrei with any of them. Talmud Lomar Ve'ye Bracha. Bechachot Min V'lo Behen. Ve'ye Bracha means we're going to end with you, Avraham. We're going to conclude that bracha specifically with you, Avraham. And not with Yitzchak, and not with Yaakov. Ukimot Shekatuv, as the bracha of Shmona Esrei ends, Magen Avraham. Specifically, Magen Avraham. Says the Nesivo Shalom. V'tzarich Peor, we need to explain. Tzarich Peor baze. Madua mikrei v'avarechecha, v'agadla shemecha, baze shomim Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. That's great that the Gemara connected each part of that pasuk to a different one of the avos. But what connection does it have to each one of the avos? What does the avarechecha and v'agadla shimcha, what does that have to do with Yitzchak and Yaakov? V'alo pshuto shel kra v'avarechecha v'agadla shemecha kai al Avraham. Meaning the whole pasuk was said to who? The whole pasuk was said to Avraham. The whole pasuk was being told to Avraham. Right? Eschal l'goy gadol, I'll make you a great nation and I will bless you and I'll great your name. That's all being told to Avraham. So why is the Gemara learning out those words to be about Yitzchak and Yaakov and not just Avraham? Why those words, and how did they get to Yitzchak and Yaakov? Uma bracha bazel Avraham. What bracha is there in this to Avraham, whom he's speaking to? Uvameh mitkadel shemo al yidezen. How is his name made great through all of this? Kein tzarich peor. We also have to explain. Halashon ve'eescha legoy gadol. I will make you into a great nation. She'in lo muvan l'chor. It doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? The intention here is that Avraham's children will become a great nation. Umadua amar ve'eescha. What does it mean? I will make you. Avraham avinu atzmo yiyeh goy gadol. Meaning, I will make you a great nation. Sounds like I'm going to make you a great nation. But that's not true. He's promising that generations, 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 there will be a great nation from him. So what does it mean? I will make you a great nation. You were Avraham for that example. What does it mean? I will make you a great nation. Umadua amar eschah shemashmo shavram avinu atzmo yegoy gadol. Have a lomer ve'eshe zaracha legoy gadol. I will make your children into a great nation. What does it mean? I will make you a great nation. Kemo diktiv b'shar mekomot harbe harbe et zarecha. Like it says in many other instances. For example, I will make great your descendants. Talk in the proper way. Say, I will make great your descendants, your children. What does it mean? I will make you a great nation. What does that mean? Another example, Usfora kochavim ko yezarecha. Can you count the stars? That's how numerous your children will be. Why is this directed at Avraham like he will be a great nation? How do we understand that? Uveetzem omro v'haye bracha v'chachot min v'lo bahen. And in essence, that which it says, you will be bracha, meaning I will finish off the bracha with you and not with them, not with Yitzchak or Yaakov. Yish la'avin madua be'emet chotmin ba'avram v'lo b'chulam. We have to understand, okay, it's great that Gemara said that, but why do we finish off the bracha with Avraham and not with Yitzchak and Yaakov? Why do they get left out? Why do we focus on Avraham? V'chein yish la'avin b'darshat chazal. We also have to understand from Chazal, ala pasuk, eile toldot ha'shamayim va'aretz v'yibar'am. Now coming totally out of left field, in the beginning of Bereishis, in the beginning of the second parak, in the retelling of the story of Bereishis, it says, eile toldot ha'shamayim va'aretz v'yibar'am. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth in their creation, all the way back in Bereishit. And Chazal bring down on that Behi Bar'am, in the creation of the heavens of the earth, is the same letters as Be'Avraham. What's the connection between the creation of the world and Avraham? Otziot Avraham. So Chazal say, De'bishchut Avraham nivru shamayim va'aretz, that it was specifically in the schus of Avraham, in the merit of Avraham, that God created the entire heavens and the earth. V'tzarich bior, we need to understand. Madua be'emet kol briat toldot shamayim va'aretz heim b'schut Avraham v'lo b'schut Yitzchak u'v'chir ha'avot Yaakov. Why is the creation of the earth in the merit of Avraham and not in the merit of Yitzchak and not in the merit of Yaakov? What's the emphasis here on Avraham? What's so unique about Avraham? We know there's a lot unique about Avraham, but what's so unique about Avraham, even in contrast to the greatness of the avos of Yitzchak and Yaakov? Od Itza B'Chazal, in the next paragraph, it looks like it's a few more questions, and then we'll start slowing down and get into the answers. Od Itza B'Chazal, it also says in Chazal, B'inyan V'heye Bracha, another Chazal, another drasha on, you will be Bracha, you will be the source of Bracha, Shekol Haro'et Avraham Avinu Mitbarech, that anybody who saw Avraham Avinu, they were automatically blessed. They automatically received Bracha. And anyone who touched Avraham was Mivarach, received Bracha. And anybody who engaged in commerce with Avraham was Mivarach, received Bracha. Says the Nesivo Shalom, V'hayu shekol misharak ba b'shum maga imo mitbarach, that even somebody who just came into contact with him is Mivarach. V'tzarich b'or madua davka itzel Avraham. Why is this true davka of Avraham? Haitam Madrigazo Shekol Haro Elto, who was on this level of anybody who saw him, Vano Geabo, or who touched him, that they received this bracha, Velo Matsinu Dugmato Bishar Haro Imakdoshim. And we don't see this by any of the other great individuals over the course of Jewish history. Why is that? A lot of questions. Let's start seeing some answers. Next paragraph. Vish Lavin Bazef, Da Bracha Le Avraham. So what's all of this going on about? We have to understand that the bracha of Avraham, when we're talking about the bracha of Avraham, the intent here is its relationship to his midah, his unique trait, his midah of chesed. All of the avos are connected to a particular midah, right? Those who were in Seder Vav today, we actually started to open this up. What's the midah of Avraham?
Chesed.
The midah of Avraham is chesed. Yitzchak is Gvura, Yaakov is Tiferet. But the midah of Avraham Avinu is the midah of Chesed. Shehi Yisod Binyan Ha'olam, which Chesed itself is the foundation of reality. K'ma'amar HaKatuv, as the Pasuk says, Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yibaneh. It says in Tehillim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm building a world of Chesed. The foundations of the world are Chesed. Pirush, Shekol HaBriya Miyusedet Al Midata Chesed. The meaning of this is that the whole world, all of reality, is founded upon a foundation of chesed. Kemo dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Chastecha Hashem mal'a ha'aretz. The chesed of Hashem fills the entire land. Ve'av shebinyan ha'olam, hu bechol hamidot, ach midat ha'chesed hi bechinat ha'yisod lebinyan ha'olam. And even though the world is founded upon all seven of the Kabbalistic midot and sfirot, chesed, gvura, tiferet, netzach, chod, yisod, and malchut, well, the creation is founded upon all of the midot. All of these concepts, all of these traits, the world is founded upon them. The fundamental one, which is the core foundation, that's chesed. That's why the world starts with chesed. That's why chesed is the first midah. And that's why the beginning of the fixing of the world starts with Avraham, who is Chesed. Starts with Avraham, who is Chesed. Shekol kiyum ha'olam, the entire sustaining of the world, mishotet al yisod midata chesed ve'ahava. It's all founded on chesed. It's all founded on ahava. It's all founded on love. Ukimosh mefaresha pasuk hanizkar b'sefer achayim la'achi ha'maharal, as the pasuk that we quoted before is explained, the sustaining of the world and everything that's in it, it's all being sustained through ahava. It's all being sustained through love. Yachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livro Shehaya Zot Al Yidei Midat HaYirah Ushar HaMidot Ela Kivan SheHaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekor HaTov UMiderek HaTov LaAtiv Al Ken Yasad Et Kol Binyan HaOlam Al Yidei Midat HaChesed VeAhava. We'll touch upon this. We're going to unpack this tremendously a little bit later on in the context of Derech Hashem. We're going to talk about this a lot more in depth. But just to touch upon this here, because he's bringing it up here, to explain how he's bringing it up here. The intention here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have founded the world on any other Midah. But he doesn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka founds it on Chesed and Ahava. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in our clunky words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov. You can't define HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in our clunky language, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov. And so to speak, it is the nature of Tov to give good. Michok HaTov U'la'atif. What does that mean? Again, we'll do this again. We do Derech Hashem. We get to it and talk about it in more detail. But if all of you close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes for a second. And I want you to, don't overthink it. Just think about the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you this question. Think of someone who you know, who is a good person. I guarantee you that the vast majority of you in the room, the first person that came to mind, when I said think of a good person, it's somebody who you know, who does good for other people. Does that resonate with anybody? Any hands? Is that somebody you thought of? For some of you? That's how we automatically relate to Tov. Tov means to give good to others. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu builds us with that innate understanding that that is Tov, because he, so to speak, is Tov. And just like we know that that is what Tov is, what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu want more than anything else? He wants to give goodness. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give goodness. And that is the foundation, that is the underlying principle, that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. All he wants to do is give. All he wants to do is give good. It's a world. Reality is founded upon good and love and giving and chesed and kindness. And it's such, again, we'll unpack this so much more a little bit later on in the year. But again, just to touch upon it, for so many of us, the way that we were brought up in schools, the way that we're trained, the way that we hear things from inside the Jewish world, unfortunately, and certainly from outside in the secular world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this big, scary, angry God. This God who's standing there up on the mountaintop waiting for you to do an Avera so he can throw a thunderbolt at you and strike you down. The answer is no. That Zeus, that's Avodah Zarah, definitely not God. That's not God. That's not how God relates to us. The concept of the fire and brimstone God of the Old Testament. Anything that ends in the words Old Testament's probably wrong because there ain't a new one. We don't buy into that. There's just the Torah. And that's the secular and the Christian world's reflection on the Torah of truth. That looks at it as angry, that looks at it as mean, vengeful. That's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. When you learn the sources and you see what creation is about and what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, the world is founded on goodness, on love, on chesed, on giving. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create for one reason and one reason alone. He wanted to give. And he created you because he loves you and he wants to give to you. That's it. That's it. And it's so sad that we don't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. So many of us, not all of us, but so many of us grow up thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just out to get us. That he's just looking to try and get us to mess up. That he's just looking to send us to Gehenna, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do is do good for us. The primary relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us is a relationship of love. We've just unfortunately been trained to think the exact opposite. Remember the first time it really hit me hard. I know I've shared this story before in the past. And I don't think, which is earlier in the year, I don't think I've shared it with you all yet. Was there was one time when I was, so I grew up in Manhattan. There was one time I was on the subway. And this is already, I think I was already like in Smicha at this point. For sure I was already in Smicha at this point. And I was sitting on the subway. And we were pulling up to a stop, the stop before the stop that I was going to get off. And this guy gets up to get off the train, and he starts walking toward me. And you know, I'm sitting there in the seat, I've got my tzitzis out, my kippah on, you know, like looking relatively Jewish, right? And so he walks up to me, and as the door is open, he looks at me, he says, "You should just know." I told the story. "You should just know. Jesus loves you.
I don't remember the subway part, but I remember.
Jesus loves you." And then he walked off the train. And I was so upset by it. I was so angry over it. And I got to the next stop, and it was my stop, and I would get off. And I remember walking through the subway station and thinking to myself, why is that bothering me? Who cares? He's some crazy guy on the subway, which, that's a good way of representing a large portion of people in the New York subway, but fine. So he's this crazy guy on the subway. Who cares what he says? I remember who it was who like talked to me after the first class. We talked about how whenever you see something that's bothering you, it's a reflection of something that's really something that's going on inside of yourself. If it's bothering you, it's not really about the other person, it's about you. I was like, why is it bothering me? Why is this random guy said this? Why is it bothering me? And I realized the reason why it was bothering me so much is because I was trying to think back on my education, and I couldn't remember. I couldn't count on one hand the number of times that a rabbi got up in shul and looked at me and said, God loves you. Why don't we talk about that? Why don't we take that in? This is the foundation of creation. This isn't a side topic. This is the root of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to give and only wants to give good. So created us so we could get that good. He created us so we could receive that good. He wants to give to us. It's a famous vort, so it gets cheapened because it becomes the Sheva Brachos thing that everybody says, and then nobody understands that there's deep Torah in it. What is the Hebrew word for love? Ahava. What's at the root of the word ahava? Hav, which is Aramaic for to give. It's not just a cute vort. It's a very deep Torah. The foundation of love is giving. And if God created the world to give, then the world is founded upon the emes of what love is about, which is giving to the other. It's founded upon chesed. It's founded upon love. And what that means is that as we go through life, if we're going through life in a way where we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to get us, where we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making things difficult for us, where we may feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is torturing us, quote unquote, where we may feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is challenging us unnecessarily, that forces us to reevaluate and ask, wait a second, if God is good and only wants to give good and loves us and everything He does comes from a place of Tov and Ava and Chesed, wait a second. How do I understand that this is really coming from a place of good and love? And if we actually spent the time to reevaluate and change our perspective, we would see all of those difficulties in life in a totally new light and in the light of truth. That even those difficulties, even those challenges, somehow, some way, each one of us personally has to open that up. Each one of us personally has to work that out. It's all coming from chesed and love. Whether you've heard it 5 times or 4 times or 3 times or 0 times, let this be the first time. Hashem loves you. And all He does is share that love with you. All He wants to do is give to you. The world is founded on chesed, and the fixing of the world starts with Avraham because he is the embodiment of the Midah of chesed. That's Aleph Beis. That's where everything starts. And that's what he's saying here. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of good, and it's the nature of good to give good, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu founded the entire reality on the midah of chesed, on the midah of love. Wanted to show us the world is built upon chesed. The whole foundation of the world, the whole sustaining of the world. And the whole continuation and sustaining of the world is all through. Chesed is all through Ahava. Next paragraph. The Inyan. The Inyan Zer. Who hain begashmius Vein baruchnius. This is true in physicality and it's true in spirituality. Shekol kiyum ha'olam ha'gashmi v'aruchani, that the entire sustaining of the physical and spiritual realities, hu b'midata chesed ve'ava, it's all from chesed and ava. Sherei tachlit avodato shel ish yudi, the goal of the avoda of a Jew, hi lekayem ve'ahavta at Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. The goal of the avoda of every single one of us is to be mekayim the pasuk that we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our whole heart and our whole soul and our whole means, with our whole being, and to internalize that. He doesn't open it up here. The Gemara says, b'chol levavecha, the kavana there is that there's two bets there with the two sides of myself, that I'm supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love, with my Yetzer Tov and even my Yetzer Hara, to take all of my Yetzer, all of my desire, my whole being, and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every ounce of energy I have inside, to commit myself like that, to commit myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of my being. Why? Because he loves me and I love him back and I'm crazy in love with him and I want to give him everything that I am. B'chol nafshecha. Even if you have to give your life, that when you say that pasuk, to think to yourself, yes, if I'm given a choice where I'm told to go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to go against the Torah, or to give my life, yeah, I'm willing to give my life. Yes, I'm willing to give my life. U'v'chol me'odecha. With all of my means, I'm willing to give everything that I have. Everything that I get, everything that I have, it's all for you. When I get money, I give Meiser because it's all about you and it's all for you. When I save up, what am I saving up for? Am I saving up to buy a new Sefer? Am I saving up to buy something in the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh? Am I saving up to buy a beautiful Chanukiah for Hanukkah? Am I saving up to buy beautiful, amazing food for Pesach, which is totally overpriced? Am I saving up in order to make the best possible cheesecake for Shavuos? What am I using that money for? When I get things, what am I using them for? When I get a new phone, what am I using it for? B'chol me'odecha, what am I using it for? To stop for a second, what apps am I downloading? What is this me'od for? Am I just downloading endless amounts of games and streaming services and all this kind of stuff? Or am I downloading apps with tefillah, apps with brachos, apps with Torah, apps? There's so many things out there. What is all of my ma'od going towards? Why am I doing that? Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. And I love him with everything I have. I show that love back. V'ahavta at Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. U'lehasig ahavat Hashem. In order to grasp Avat Hashem, the proper Avat Hashem, which is the highest level in Avodas Hashem, the ultimate goal is, yes, is it easy? Do all of us in the room feel true Ahavat Hashem right now? Probably not. Because that's the goal. And that takes a lifetime's worth of work. You know, it's a farce of the secular world. When you date somebody, how do you know if you're going to marry them? You fall and fall in love. There is no such thing. There is no such... So you're all like, no, I'm switching out the class right now. Right? There's no such thing as falling in love. It doesn't exist. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds us that Bezrat Hashem, Bezrat Mutzlachat, when you meet your Basheret, you know that it's that person. And you have this tremendous feeling inside because you know it's the right one. You know that person is the one. But that is not love. We actually learn it from an amazing pasuk. It brings it out. In Parsha Chayisara, when Eliezer brings Rivka back to Yitzchak, it says that he brought Rivka into his tent and then he fell in love with her. Then he came to love her. Meaning first they got married and built a home, and over the course of establishing that home, in the context of that home, they grew to love each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift that we know and we have that feeling of excitement in a way. You should all know, you should all feel it in the right time. Where you know this is the one, and you know you're going to get married to this person. And in your mind, because you've been tainted by the secular world, you're going to tell yourself, I've fallen in love. You haven't. You haven't even started yet. When you go under the chuppah, the minute after that marriage is sealed, that is the first moment where you spend a lifetime building towards love. That's why in the old movies, when they used to be at least semi-kosher, right? You always had the exciting, beautiful courtship, and then what was the end of the black and white movie? They go and they stand under the wedding canopy and they say, I do, and then what happens? Fade to black, roll credits, the end, why? Nobody wanted to show a movie back then about what happens next. It's all like getting used to each other, and then you're totally comfortable in the house, and then you're arguing about stuff and fighting about, you know, the toothpaste and the toilet seat and the fridge and who's making dinner and fighting about. There's not exciting anymore. There's no romance anymore. What happens? And you look at the world that we live in today, and the world that we live in today, unfortunately, the statistics are the statistics. The majority end up in divorce. The majority. You all are in the minority. I'm in the majority, right? My parents are divorced. The majority come from divorce. And what's crazy is even in marriages that last, the rate of marital unsatisfaction, the lack of satisfaction in marriage is through the roof. Why? Because we're trained to think that what we have when we're dating is what we're going to have in marriage. And it's not. That's not even real. When you get married, you start building. And so many people, when you hear in Shana Aleph and Shana Bet and college and afterwards and grad school and people who are in regular life and jobs, you hear it all the time. Doesn't matter what stage of life you're at. I remember I was so excited when I connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I was in NCSY. I got so excited when I connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the first time when I was in Shana Aleph. I got so excited when I found God in college, despite on the contrasting background to the secular world. It changed my life when I found HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I was 25, when I was 30, when I went on Birthright. I had that. And then you go and you start learning, you start getting into things, and suddenly you're like, but I don't have that same spark anymore. And you think that you lost it, and you didn't. That's not love. It's the same thing with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's the same thing in a marriage. Love is once you know and you found what you're looking for and you commit, it's a day in and day out working, day in and day out to build a relationship of love. That's true love. Comes in with the day and the day in and day out work of spending time. Shana Rishona. You don't go out during Shana Rishona. You're not supposed to go out during Shana Rishona. Every night you're supposed to be home. We don't have anything to talk about. We don't have anything to speak about. Good. Stay and just be with each other. Talk. Play board games. Learn a page of a Sefer. Don't learn a page of a Sefer. Watch something together. It doesn't matter. Just spend time with each other. Get used to just spending time with each other. And understand that the more and more time you spend and invest and give and give and give and make a dinner for the person. And get them a little gift on the way home. And take care of something that they need. And think about what they could use. Today, Baruch Hashem, because I came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it must be good. My son is back in fake bidud for another round, Bezrat Hashem. Back in fake bidud. He got through a week, got back for a couple of days, now he's back in another week in fake bidud, Bezrat Hashem. So my wife was home all day, out of nowhere, I had to be home all day. And so I sat there and I was looking and I was about to come home to try and just switch with her. And I asked permission first, Yosef's permission, Didi Mamanos. But I looked and I was like, you know what? The last thing she's going to want to do right now is make lunch. She's with him all day. She was supposed to be at work. I'm sure her boss is hassling her. And so I looked and I said, let me bring her home some food from lunch from Levator. And I asked permission first. But I borrowed, I said, let me bring her home some food. For her, for him, they'll be, and just to bring them home something. It's small. It's not the explosive amazingness of the, you know, sparks flying in the towards the end of the last scene of a movie. It's just lunch in a metal tray with one of those, you know, tops that you fold over. But that's giving. That's giving. That's how you build a foundation in a true relationship of love and connectedness. So many people come over and talk about, how can I daven? I don't feel connected. Think for a second. You don't feel connected, so therefore you daven. You should daven, so therefore you feel connected. We think about it backwards. When I daven, I'm investing time. I'm investing energy. I'm investing effort. I'm investing emotion. I'm building a relationship of love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, day in, day out, in the mundane. When I go and I'm looking for a parking spot and I find a parking spot and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. It's a small thank you like that of engaging in that relationship. That's building that relationship in that moment. We pass by those moments all the time. Bracha Rishona, Shakol Niyebid Varo, I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Berei Nefashos, I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Yatzer, I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many times a day, even within the context of my life, I say brachos, I'm talking to Hashem. How often do I just mumble the bracha? I'm talking to myself. How often do I mumble the bracha? And how often do I stop and talk to Hashem? When I have an amazing shir and I feel inspired to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for sending me to the shir. When I go to the Chadar Ochel and they have a special dinner out, to thank the administration, to thank the chef, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for this amazing meal. It's all in the details. It's all in the, by putting in and putting in and putting in and putting in and putting in, that's building a reality of Ahava. That's what love is. So no, to come all the way back around, we went very far afield, but it's important to understand. No, many of you may be sitting in this room and thinking to yourselves, but I don't have that love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's fine. You're just starting out. We're all just starting out. It comes from the daily investment. It comes from chakras. It comes from mincha. It comes from brachos. It comes from learning and thinking about God while I'm learning. It comes with walking down the street and thinking about God while I'm walking down the street. It comes with thinking to yourself, how can I do one extra mitzvah? How can I do one more thing? How can I do one more thing with Shem Shemayim? How can I add one more little kavana? How can I do one more chesed in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Day in, day out, day in, day out, and the love grows. That's real love, and that is the goal of a lifetime's worth of work. That's what's starting now. That's not where we should already be. That's what's starting now. In the hopes of getting there to a real relationship of love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the real avoda. And that's the real arc. And there's no shortcuts. And anybody who tells you that, they're trying to pull a fast one on you because it sounds great and it's flashy and it sounds good and it makes you feel good, but it will fade because it's not real. It's a beautiful taste of something, but it's not real. That comes from time. Time, investment, and ultimately giving, because giving is ahava, and ahava is chesed, and the world is founded on chesed and giving. And that's what brings to ahava, which is the goal of creation itself. Continues on and says, "Ukimokein midata chesed hi ayisod l'dveikut v'Hashem." So too, the midah of chesed is the foundation of dveikut with Hashem. Is the foundation of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tachlit haTorah v'mitzvot, which is the goal of all Torah and mitzvot. The goal of Torah and mitzvot is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. In many places, the Menasim Shalom brings this down from the Zohar, from deeper Sfarim. That all of Torah and all of mitzvot is given to us for one purpose, for the primary mitzvah avu l'davka bo. All 613 mitzvot are 613 ways. 613 ways to get us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which now makes sense. It makes sense. Because what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really telling us? What are the 613 mitzvot then? Plug it into everything we've been talking about. If love is about giving, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us? What's the gift of the Torah and of mitzvot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, these are the 613 ways that despite the fact that I don't need anything, these are the 613 ways for you to give to me. Why is that so significant? Because with every mitzvah, we are giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are we building? We're building a relationship of love. That's the goal of Torah and mitzvah. The Torah tells us how to give to God. The mitzvot are how we give to God. It's all about receiving that love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving, impossibly, if not for the Torah, we wouldn't have any way to do it, giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and building that mutual relationship of love. That's what it's all about. And that's what creates that connectivity. Ukidarshat Chazal say in the Sifrei Al-Pasuk, Lalechet Bechol Drachav L'Davka Bo, that we should walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways and cling to Him. Hadevek hatabek b'midotav, to cling to his midos. Mahu nikra rachum. Next page. Af atar rachum. Just like he's called merciful, he is. He acts mercifully. So too do we need to act mercifully. Mahu chanun af atar chanun. Mahu erech apayim af atar erech apayim. Vareshekola davka. Anybody who clings to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midos, Yitbarach, he b'midata chesed. It's all through chesed. The primary connectivity is through that chesed. V'chein mitzvat ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So too, the mitzvah of loving your fellow like yourself. Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. He klal gadol b'torah. It's a tremendous klal in Torah. Why? Because its founder is founded on ahava. The world is founded on ahava. The half of the reichah kamocha, you're embodying godliness. Kshura l'midata chesed, it's all coming from this midah of chesed, of giving, of thinking about the other, considering the other. The half of the reichah kamocha. Think about it for a second. You know everything that you want. You know everything that you want from the other person. I wish she would only do this for me. I wish she would only act this way with me in the room. I wish she would be sensitive to me in this way. We all know the things that we want. What's the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha? The Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha is the internal work to build within myself the same sensitivity for the other that I innately have for myself. To look at the other and know, no. That bothers her. That upsets her. That annoys her. That's frustrating for her. The same way that I know, that frustrates me, that bothers me. I would want that, I love that, I'm sensitive to that. That's v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. To really think about the other. What does the other need? In the same way that I am just as in tune with myself. And to bechesed, give to the other. Do you realize the shalom bayis you would have in your dorm rooms that way? Do you realize the shalom bayis you're going to have b'zrat Hashem in your homes if you live that way? If you live obsessing over what does she want, flip it for you. What does he want? What does he need? What excites him? What bothers him? And to live just wanting to figure out that same sensitivity that I have for myself to have for the other. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Gam kol olam ha'tikun hachel mi'Avraham avinu. The whole fixing of the world, it starts from Avraham. Lachar kol hadorot shel ha'edar, dor enosh, dor mabul, dor palaga. After all of the destructive generations of dor enosh and the flood and Tower of Babel, hitchil b'midat ha'chesed shel Avraham. The fixing of the world starts with Avram because Avram is chesed. Because the fixing of the world starts with chesed. We fix the world by giving to the other. We have a miniature of the world. What is the miniature of the world that we have? What in reality is a miniature of the whole world that we had one time? Twice, actually. The Beis HaMikdash. What destroys the Beis HaMikdash? Sinas Chinam. It destroys the miniature of the world. Because Sinas Chinam destroys the world. Because Chesed builds the Beis HaMikdash. Because Chesed builds the world. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. It's not just a nice thing to be a Baalat Chesed. It's not something that you want to make sure that somebody tells about you when you're looking for shidduchim, that they make sure that you say, yes, she's nice and she's interesting and she's a Baalat Chesed. Wonderful, that means I don't know anything about her. Right? That's not the goal to be a Baalat Chesed because it's something you're supposed to do. Understand the depth of it. There's so many things that we do because we know and we learn from when we were kids and they're cute. No, it's not cute. Chesed is the foundation of the world and Chesed is hask. And Chesed is Yachar. And Chesed is Chariot drives. And Chesed is all of these things. But Chesed isn't just the big explosive moments where I give my summer or I work for a month on a drive. Chesed is looking at my roommate and understanding her and putting down the trisim in order to make sure that she can sleep and turning down the music so she can sleep and making space on the counter for her and wondering if she wants the top bunk or the bottom bunk. And wondering if she got downstairs and to bring her up food from the cafeteria. Whatever the thing is. That's the details of chesed. That's the chesed that will get you married is going to ask in yachad. But the chesed that's going to make a marriage is being sensitive to your roommate right now. I mean that totally seriously. Not that one is better than the other, and not that I'm knocking the other type, and it's beautiful and it's amazing, and everybody should have multiple aspects of chesed in their life. But to recognize that that detailed chesed, that's not like secondary, that's primary chesed, that's deep, real sensitivity. When you're not expected to do it, when there isn't an acronym in front of it. Just being a good human being and caring about the other. Bringing out in myself care for the other. That's the issue. That's the chesed. Avram Avinu had nobody backing him, nobody funding him, no organization to be a part of. He just throws open doors in all four directions and lets anybody come through and talks to them where they're at. Talks to them where they're at in their avoda. Talks to them where they're at in their issues. He's there for them in where they are. That's Avram Avinu. That's a world of chesed. Every door is open. Come in. Talk to me. Let me get to know you a little bit. Let me try to help you a little bit. Let me do whatever I can for you. And that's it. And that's it. That's how we build ourselves into, on a different level, and a deeper level that will relate in a totally different way to the nuances of our lives, the rebuilding of the world, a different type of chesed that we don't talk about enough. The gama kiyuma gashmi shel olam, and also the physical standing of the world. Eino yachol litkayem afilu rega echad, can't sustain, the physical world can't sustain for 1 second below chesed, without the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason we exist right now is because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, you know what, I'm going to continue willing you into existence. And right now, the only reason we exist, you know why? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu, right now, the second he willed us back into existence, he's always giving. He's always caring. It's a constant sense of care. He gives to the world and he's always bringing out chesed. He's giving all of us everything we need every second of the day and recreating us every second of the day. And that's the meaning of the verse. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth in their creation. Shekol toldot hashamayim v'haaretz, the entirety of the heavens and the earth. Him b'schut Avraham, it's all because of Avraham. Meaning what? It's all because of chesed. The whole heavens and the earth exist because of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it exists and continues to exist. Toldot hashamayim v'haaretz, and the toldot of the shamayim and the aretz, everything that's within it, it's talking about, it's hinting to, ha'inanim haruchaniim inanei avodat Hashem, it's talking about all avodat Hashem and ruchnias in life. V'haaretz meromeish l'cholin imagashmiim, and the aretz is talking about the physical things. Shekol kiyumam, again, the physical world, the spiritual world, the physical side of reality, the spiritual side of reality. It's all being sustained with the midah of chesed. Shishoresh binyan ha'olam v'kiyumo, it's the root of building the world, and it's sustaining. Got 2 minutes. Let's bang out another paragraph. Last 2 minutes. Let's make it happen. Ready? They all said yes. They just didn't do it out loud. Okay. Ule'or ze. Mitkabelet mashma'ut amuka yoter be'omro Maran Mikuvrin. Based on this, we can understand more deeply that which the Maran Mikuvrin said, the Rebbe said. Shekol yom she'eno simbo ma'aseh chesed. Wow. Any day you don't do an act of chesed, Eino nechshav liyom b'chayim. It's like you weren't alive that day. That's what he said. Any day you don't do a chesed, it's mamish like you didn't live that day. V'nimsa kein, gam b'sefer shla kadosh. It also says something similar on the shla. Al pasuk chesed elokim kol yom. The pasuk says the chesed of God is all day. Shebekol yom tzarich yudi la'asot ma'aseh shel chesed. Every day a Jew needs to do a ma'aseh of chesed, an act of chesed. We need to understand. Why is this said about chesed? Why specifically chesed, not anything else? The meaning of this is, that since the whole reality of the life of a person, physically, spiritually, is because the Kaddosh Baruch Hu's chesed is being drawn down to us. That's the only reason I continue to exist. And the only way to bring down that chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by us acting with chesed. When we act with chesed, we draw down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed into the world. The mida of chesed is the foundation of the world. And just like any building, every building, it only exists, it only is able to stand based on the strength of its foundation. The whole world stands on the strength of the chesed of the world at that time. It stands on a foundation of chesed. And that's why if a Jew goes through a day, a single day, and doesn't do one act of chesed, if I don't do an act of chesed, I'm not bringing chesed into my life and I don't have existence. It's very deep. If the foundation of existence is chesed, and I don't do an act of chesed to bring chesed into myself, I cease to exist. It's as though I didn't live that day of life. Because I didn't bring that into my life. I didn't bring the source of life into my life. And that's what it says in the Midrash. Shavram Avinu Pagash et Shem ben Noach. That Avram, in the Midrash it says that Avraham encountered Shem, the son of Noach. Vishaaloto, when he asked Shem, Ich nitzaltem mecharon ha'af ha'gadol bizman ha'mabul. How did you survive the mabul? Why did you survive the mabul? The analo, and Shem says back to Avraham, Bizchut ha'chesed, she'asku kol hayom, l'safek mezonotehem shel ha'chayim b'teiva. Because every day, we spent the whole day just giving and giving to the animals and sustaining their lives. Because we lived chesed, we were able to be given life. That's how we survived the year in the teiva. That's how we made it to the other side of the mabul. Rak b'koach midat ha'chesed, nitzol mecharon ha'af ha'gadol. Only through chesed do we survive. Mirsa Hashem, we should recognize the greatness of the Midah of Chesed, the Midah of Avram Avinu. We should bring it into our lives, continue to sustain the world through that, and through bringing more Chesed in the world, the big Chesed and the nuanced Chesed. Through that, see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. May Rabbi Yameinu, Amen.